Mike D'Agostino with Information Security Media Group. I'm here speaking with Tenable Network Security, and I have Ron Gula, Chief Executive Officer.
That's correct. Glad to be here.
Okay. Ron, maybe you could start us off for our users that don't know you guys. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. So I'm the co-founder for Tenable Network Security. I have a background in intrusion detection and network security auditing and management. Tenable's been around for 6 years. We're fairly unique in the industry because we're one of these security startups that just get growing over and over and over. Most companies here have raised a couple rounds of venture capital. We've kind of done it the old-fashioned way and just made good products and invested in the company.
So what is it exactly that you guys do? What do you offer?
Absolutely. We have a program called Unified Security Monitoring. It allows an organization to combine vulnerability, patch, and configuration auditing with real-time network and log analysis. So a lot of people are probably familiar with our Nessus Vulnerability Scanner, which is a device or a software package that you can use to audit what's on your network. What a lot of people might not know about Tenable is that we have a very active log management and network monitoring program. What this allows you to do is do full situational awareness. So if you have intrusion detection logs, if you have login failures to your domain controllers, you can actually, with a click of the button, not only audit those events, but go and check out the vulnerability and configuration of those systems at the same time with one system.
So I guess in a typical intrusion detection system, it's really like a post-event, right? It detects event and says, okay, something happened, and now you have to deal with it. How does your system either differ or play into that?
Absolutely. So intrusion detection is a great example because, like all log sources, it's only a limited amount of information. And firewall logs log things about firewalls. Intrusion detection log things about potential intrusions. When you bring that all together, you get the benefit of seeing all that information at one point. Firewall is only going to log certain things, and such as an intrusion detection is only going to log certain things. But when you put that all in one spot, you get to keep all of the benefits from each of these devices, but doing it in a way that makes sense and is not overwhelming. This allows people to make rapid decisions that are correct and quick and not have to do long types of forensics investigations. All that information is right at their fingertips.
Are you able to sort of run reports or look at you in real time?
We try to do things as real time as possible. So, for example, on the vulnerability scanning side, there's no limit to the number of scans you want to do. If you want to do a scan once a day, you can do that. If that's not possible for your architecture, we actually have a product called the Passive Vulnerability Scanner that can look at your network traffic and do it in real time. So when your users actually plug in laptops or your system administrators install a new server or even install a new application, if it makes network traffic, this will see it in real time. This allows you to detect change. And in a compliance type of environment, usually detecting change is a really good thing to say, hey, we might need to audit this. But it also can indicate that a hacker or a potential insider has made a change that's unauthorized.
Well, shifting gears a bit, I've been speaking with a number of vendors about economy and everything that's been going on past 9 months or so. What's your take? I mean, how has it affected either the way you approach prospects or prospects approach you?
So the last 6 months, we've actually had a lot of growth at Tenable, like probably for a couple different reasons. I mean, one, our products work, and frankly, in this environment, if your products don't work, you're not going to eval well and people aren't going to buy them. But probably a bigger reason is the fact that we combine so many different things. I've done a couple deals recently where companies have bought us and we're replacing 5 products. They had a separate product for configuration logging. They had a separate product for log analysis. They had a separate product for network-based anomaly detection. They basically got rid of all those products and purchased our unified security monitoring platform.
Now, when you're speaking with a prospect or even an existing client, where do you see gaps? So, what are some things that these companies should be focusing on when it comes to security?
Well, the biggest gap I see is that people don't have the clarity to use the tools they already have, and to even if they're buying tools, to use those tools that are full capacity. So, for example, Windows operating systems have a great deal of additional auditing that can be enabled that in many ways negate the need to buy further types of technologies. Antivirus is a great example. A lot of people just think if you put an antivirus technology on a desktop or a server, you can do it. But if you actually took the time to lock these systems down, you could actually be much more resistant and probably have much higher uptime with these devices as you can. So if you are in a budget crunch, look within and try to do more with what you have.
Okay. One last question before we go. For our users who weren't able to actually get out to the conference this year, what are some words of wisdom or some advice you can leave them with?
I would say don't buy into the the hype. If you can't explain it to your manager, then don't think you have to jump into it. Don't feel the need to virtualize your environment or to outsource everything unless you can make a business case for it. Because if you can't understand it and can't explain it, there's no really need to do it. Now, if you are looking at new alternative business models, there are a lot of new technologies. It's a very exciting time to be in the information security business, but you know, do it what makes sense for you, not because everybody else is doing it.
Excellent advice. Well, once again, Ron Gula with Tenable Network Security. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.